You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last night, former Police Commissioner Mike Bush released his review into the council's response to the January 27th floods. I spoke with Monaco City Councillor Lotu Fully about the report and what the report means for the council. I also spoke with Councillor Fully about the public's response to the Auckland City Council's proposed budget. I started by asking what stage the budget is currently in.
Yes, so feedback has closed. It closed on the 28th of March, and the staff are now processing all of the feedback that was received. So that's the end of the official consultation process. As of the 3rd of April, staff had processed around 35,000 pieces of submissions, and that's the highest that we've ever had. That's a record for Auckland Council. So they're still actually processing, so there's probably going to be, the number is going to be higher than that. What the staff will do then is they'll analyse all the information that's come through, and then they'll package that up for councillors and give us advice. And then we as the governing body will deliberate on that. We'll go through a process over the next few weeks and months and make a final decision in June 2023. That's when we, by law, have to balance the budget.
And what do you think it means that this is the highest submissions the Auckland Council have ever received? Why is that?
Yeah, I think it's because of the proposed cuts. You know, it's that the community cuts and the cuts to those arts and culture programs that have really hit at the heart of our communities. And so we've seen a much bigger interest in this budget than even in the COVID budget. You know, that's what surprised, I think, a lot of our officials, is that we got a higher number than even the COVID budget. And during the COVID budget, we had a $1 billion hole. So it was a much bigger hole. But the difference here is what's being proposed in order to fill that hole is quite different. We've never been at, you know, the mayor has never put out there that he was going to cut funding to, for example, the CAB and community funding, contestable grants and things like that, and funding to the local boards that they in turn use to fund our community groups. So it's really hit at the heart of, all of our communities across Tamaki Makaurau, Auckland. So people have really come out in force, which is unusual because usually people are not so interested in local government.
Yeah, you're not wrong there. And you mentioned the arts and culture and the community funding. Are these two the issues that people in Manukau are really concerned about when you're talking with people living in your ward?
Yeah, absolutely. So, for example, that will affect the funding for Polyfest, which is a really key festival that was started by the people of Manukau. It was started by local schools in Ōtara and Mangere, and it's grown to be the biggest cultural festival in the world. And it attracts hundreds of thousands of people from across Tamaki Makaurau, Auckland, and from outside of Auckland. So the idea of having funding for that cut after it's been around for 45 years is really like a slap in the face to people in Manukau. But it's also because a lot of our community groups, these are not affluent people, these are not affluent groups, and they really rely on the funding and support that they get from their local boards in order to deliver programs, you know, to build resilience against things like climate change and climate crisis, but also to build community connections and connectedness. And so, neighbourhood support type programs. And without that funding, a lot of groups in South Auckland will fold. So it is really, really important to the people of Manukau.
And moving now to another topic that I'm sure a lot of people are talking about this morning. Mike Bush last night released his report about the council's response to the January 27th floods. What are your thoughts on these findings?
Yeah, it was really interesting. I watched the live press conference yesterday, and it was, I think it was good. It was a rapid review, and he did make that point often yesterday and in the report that this is not a forensic review, it was a rapid review, and it was intended to look at the system and see what we can learn from the system. But, you know, he was critical of the system, of council system. You know, they made the point that a lot of the issues were known and had been known for some years, he also made the point that there were real issues with communications and that that should have been done better. There was a real breakdown in that communication inwardly, internally in council, between council departments, but also outwardly to Aucklanders. And he was critical of the leadership of Auckland Emergency Management and of council, including from the mayor himself, and said that that should have happened much sooner and that perhaps people would have been alerted, you know, and understood more the magnitude of what was happening if the, you know, emergency had been declared earlier and if an alert had been issued earlier, you know, the text alert that people have become used to during COVID. That would have at least warned Aucklanders and given Aucklanders, you know, an idea of what was unfolding and enabled people to take better care and get off the road sooner and things like that. So that part of it was good, but I do think that a more comprehensive review probably needed. And Mike Bush did say that this was meant to be just a rapid one to sort of get some early learnings from what had happened in the first 48 hours. Yeah, so I thought it was good, but I do think that something more comprehensive is needed.
And what happens next with that? So we've had the review and now Aucklanders can read the findings of the review. And as you say, it was critical of a lot of aspects of the council. But how can Aucklanders be confident that this won't happen again and the review will be taken on board and policy and things will be enacted so that people do get these alerts earlier for next time something like this happens?
Yeah, so what, I mean, Mike Bush said very clearly that he does hope that the recommendations in the review are taken on board by the mayor and the mayor's office and, you know, that these changes will be made because they do need to be made so that, you know, when the next event happens, and we know that that's our new normal, so the next event will happen. When it does, that we'll be more prepared. I hope too that that happens, but it will really come down to the mayor and his leadership and how he decides to go forward with this. As a governing body, we will meet and have a workshop on it and we will discuss it. But it really does depend on that leadership from the top and how he decides to go forward with these recommendations. But what Aucklanders can do in order to make sure that changes do happen is to continue to put pressure on their local governing body members, because it will be the votes around the table will really be what determines what happens. Because although the mayor sets the direction, the rest of us around the table have to vote on these things. And if we don't have a majority around that table saying, yes, we need those changes, yes, we should take on those recommendations, then nothing will happen. So it really is up to the people of Auckland to put that pressure on their governing body members, on their councillors. That's the same for the budget as well. Although the consultation's ended, people can still continue to contact their councillors and say, hey, we're not happy with the cuts being proposed, or hey, you know, we're happy to pay a little bit extra in our rates in order to avoid those cuts and things like that. So you can always still, you know, lobby your councillors for the changes that you want as Auckland residents. And I encourage people to continue to do that.
That was Councillor Lotu Fully on the budget and Mike Bush's report on the flood response.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.